Puff Nun Tess. It's for me. We're in Kuf Nun Tess of Zion, in the middle of page 99. So again, what we've been discussing Tilstein, and one of the things we've been talking about is the water has to come from a kli, what's considered a kli, where the parameters of a kli. And today we're going to get into the other concept, which I mentioned very briefly yesterday. Zion, right in the middle of the page, in page 99. Sark sheyavo amayim mikoach nosein. The water, not only do you have to have a certain amount of water, not only have to come from a kli, but it has to come from a koach nosein. It has to come from the power of someone who brings it, who causes it to splash. V'fichach. Therefore, tsinor shedola mayim min hayaor. Let's say you have a pipe. You have a pipe, and the pipe will bring water from a river. Right? You can use that pipe. The shofek bo. So what they do, if you pour water into it, v'nimshachim mimenu amayim v'hashkos hasada. So then you pour water into the one end of the pipe. The water travels through the pipe, and then eventually at the end comes through the pipe and it irrigates the field, whatever field it may be. So, enu yochol liten yadav lesocho, kedei shiyakalchu hamayim aleihem. So you can't put your hands into the pipe so that the water will come onto your hands. Why? Because that's not called koach adam. We'll use the term koach gavra, right? In other words, they have to come from a power of a human being. We'll see. Okay, don't ask me about monkeys and golems. Oh, we'll get to that. It's not now. We'll get to that. Maybe. Depends on my mood. Why? Why is that considered from koach adam or koach gavra? Shekvar pasak koach hashofech. Because you say, well, somebody poured it at the other end of the pipe. So isn't that koach gavra? The answer is no. Because the power, the energy of the person who poured it has already stopped. It's already ceased from that water. V'imesi yadu karav l'makom hashvicha. But if he put his hands closer to where the guy originally put the water in, if he was closer, not all the way at the end of the pipe, but closer to where the person who originally put the water in to the pipe so it should travel down, if the person who was washing his hands was closer, even though he's not putting his hands underneath the person who's washing his hands, then put his hands underneath, literally underneath where the guy who was pouring it, the guy didn't pour it onto his hands directly. But still, even if it wasn't so direct, also lo netila, then it would work if you're closer. The cholzman shehem krovim l'makom hashvicha adayim mikoachim ba'im. As long as you were close, so then it's considered it's coming from the koach, from the power of that person who originally poured the water from its original direction. So how far is that? How far is far and how close is close? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Mishnah Berurah explains that it is three tefachim. There you go. It's here somewhere. You have to trust me. It's three tefachim. Three hand breaths. It happens to be, yeah. Yeah. So that would be considered close. Right.
Pipe
or something like that, or anything. Oh, it could be a short pipe, or it could be very wide, right? Go and see these irrigation pipes they have from the aqueduct here in California. Huge, huge. Okay. So it would have to be very close. So yeah. And the Machar picks up, let's say you dipped your hands, you immersed your hands into this pipe. This pipe has water in it, right? So you dipped your hands into it. And taros, still no good. I immersed them. So you'd say they're good? No, it's not. Why? Mibnei, next page 100. Mibnei shehem shoavim. because it's drawn water. You all know what that means. You all know, Rachman Salam, we have an Ovel's house, so we learn Mishnah some mikvahs. So, you know, water, to be in a mikvah, cannot be Mayim Shuavim. Mayim Shuavim means, remember, Shata Mayim V'Sason, means drawn water, which means water that went through a kli. Exactly like here. So, we'll learn later, the way we usually purify, whatever word you want to use, your hands before bread is splashing on them, or revius. Remember, we talked about that. So Chazal made, this is a Durabonon. So if you use a revius of water, that's considered like your metaher, your hands. The other way to do it is obviously go in the backyard, not during construction time, and stick your hands into a mikvah. Now, usually we don't have a mikvah hanging around, right? But let's say you did that. That would work too. So here, that's what the guy's trying to do. He's saying, well, a pool of water, I'll stick my hands in. Answer is that won't work. Why? Because that water is not kosher mikvah water. It's mayim shuavim. It's drawn water. So they've, why? Because it was in a kli. Now, even though it might not be in a kli now, depending on how the pipe is, but when the guy, the original guy, Reuven, drew it into his pail and threw it into the pipe, so as soon as that water went through a kli, a vessel, one time, Reuven drew the water and then put it into a pipe, it could be a year later, it would still be Mayim Shuvim, it still wouldn't be good water. So again, that's a whole separate discussion. But in our case, if the guy immersed his hands into this type of thing, it would not be good. Why? Not kosher mikvah water. Okay, so you could be tovel your hands, that's because you immersed your hands into a body of water that is mikvah possible. It's mikvah eligible, or is a water that could be a mikvah. Here, this water is possible for a mikvah. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight, and Mirza Hashem will take this idea a little further tomorrow.